With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A U.S. senator who advocates for selling off federal public lands is in Montana campaigning for Senate hopeful Republican Matt Rosendale today. Nikki Willette reports from Whitefish.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee endorsed Rosendale last December. Together, they're hosting Get Out the Vote events in Polson, Missoula, and Whitefish.
And basically, what we are doing is giving one last very hard push to make sure that you get your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your family out to vote.
About 40 people, including a half dozen local legislators, turned out for the rally at Casey's Bar in Whitefish. Rosendale and Lee spoke for a total of 8 minutes and left without taking questions from the crowd or press. Lee sponsored a bill in 2015 to sell off public lands in a handful of western states, including Montana. Matt Rosendale supported the land transfer movement while running for the Montana legislature in 2014. Earlier this year, Rosendale flipped his stance. His campaign website now says, quote, "The people of Montana have made it very clear that they oppose a federal lands transfer. I have listened to them and I completely agree," end quote. But many people in the crowd in Whitefish, like Amy Regeer, want Rosendale to champion the land transfer movement in Washington, D.C.
Yes, I would like to see the control come back to the state. I think Matt Rosendale supports that.
Both the Montana and National Republican Party platforms support transferring public lands to the states. Neither Rosendale nor Lee mention public lands in their speeches. Ryan Bussey is the board chair of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, but attended the rally on his own time. He says he doesn't think Rosendale's flip-flop on public lands is sincere.
I don't think that Mr. Lee would be here endorsing him and taking his time if they didn't have plans to work on the transfer and sale of our public lands, and I don't trust him.
Last month, a conference featuring another leader in the land transfer movement, Ammon Bundy, drew about 80 people to Whitefish. Nearly 400 people attended an opposition rally across town. Rosendale faces incumbent Democrat John Tester in the midterm election on November 6th. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.